You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That's right, as we are live Thirsty Thursday.
Not in Katie, though.
Did I say Katie?
I think the big boy's
no, always got dead, man.
Damn it, man. He gets on my nerves. No, I'm just playing.
Katie.
We are not in Katie. We are in Cypress right off 290. I got my guy Clint Sterner in the building. We got a good time had being here, just like my guy here in that throwback Astros jersey. He just signed up, put his name in that raffle box. And you can do so, too. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, you got a chance to win some Bud Light swag. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, look at Shea, boy. Shea.
Get it up there so they can see it, bro.
Shea could have been one of the guys on the game show right there, the way he's pointing to that right there. And then also autograph football, Daniil Hunter right there as well. All you got to do is put your name in our raffle box. You'll have a chance to win. I got a little nervous. Ariante Ursary joining us soon. I got a little nervous, Clint. I got some fun draws on. They're a little long, and the shorts I got on a little tight, so they're coming up at the same time.
Dang, yeah. What's Courtney got planned for tonight?
I got some colorful joints right there, Tyler.
Tyler,
love these draws.
My boy
right
got some draws hanging out at the bottom of his shorts. They got pink and blue and green.
Hopefully, Hughley came in the game.
What are you going on? What are you going home to do tonight, Chief?
Because my fun draws.
Damn,
though,
you prepared early. You better be careful. Don't soil them things before you get home.
Is that
you know
what happened, Ron?
Well, I usually like to save these. You know, we've been
you ought to.
We've been putting them floors in.
Yeah.
And we just got that washer and dryer in. I'm a little low. Hey, I looked in there in that drawer. I got the jock strap they gave me for my vasectomy.
Why is that in your drawer?
I just say, well, you don't
save it.
You don't get rid of that.
It felt like it ripped my nuts off.
Absolutely, you do.
The cup is in the bottom too.
That's one of the first things you get rid of.
I got that. And then it was these, and I said, "Damn, I gotta go with these."
Hey, I told you when we bought this when we bought this house that we're in right before we got married, kind of deal. She lived in it. I lived in the other one, kind of deal. Being just out of respect, and then I started kind of moving my stuff in. She come out of that master closet and she had an old jock in her hand. She said, why are you keeping this? I said, Mama, you've been here 2 months. That ain't mine. Who the hell you had over here? I ain't had a jock like I said. Now it was the old
stuff. That was yours, Clint.
I swear to God it wasn't. It was the old strap that goes on it. Like I used to wear, like when the jock straps, it wasn't the girdle kind of thing. The old one strap around each butt cheek.
Yeah, that's what I got in there.
It was around my
that's the vasectomy
era,
one.
But I was like, Mama, where'd you? That ain't mine. I don't know who the hell. I know you like older men clearly, but what the hell are you been doing?
Get the hell out of here!
I think I got to the bottom of it. Now she may be pulling one over on me,
but I think old buddy
that lived there before. We bought it from a gentleman that's got about 10 years on me. So I'm going to assume he either played a little ball in his past or he got that old vasectomy and and left it there. At least that's what I'm telling myself. I'm telling myself my bride didn't have some kind of.
No, man, it ain't.
If she's got some kind of jockstrap fetish, she ain't brought it to my attention in a long time.
I am certain to spend a little time with Lowe that she ain't cheating on you with somebody that's wearing a jockstrap over there to the crib.
Hey, you know them old jockstraps too, man. The crazy thing was them old jockstraps back in the day, they turned yellow quick, didn't they? I mean, them things, you pull them out of the pack, man. Them things are crispy white, and you're like, yeah, look at this. I mean, you wear it to practice 2 days, and that son of a buck was yellow as all roll, get out. Nasty as hell.
Yeah, man.
Got them good old days, though, boy.
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, yeah, man, got my fun draws on, so we're going to have.
That's how we got there. Ron got his old neon draws on over here.
Several colors.
Courtney, you better, hey, buckle up, baby. It's Thursday night, Thursday, and Ron's coming home tipsy.
I think I broke these out. This is only the second time I broke these out.
I'm drunk, I guess.
I took these to church.
Oh man! See, I'm really dropping the ball here, man. Is that a?
I just got the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a controversy.
I got to be better than my wife, I guess, man. I don't have a special pair of drawers.
You don't have a special pair of fun drawers?
No,
Tyler. Tyler does. Tyler and his wife used to have the shared pair of drawers.
Oh yeah, I mean they got themed underwear that match. I mean, hell,
those
that's
been retired
level.
For a while.
Well, that's bull. Y'all, you and Megan need to get back and get you some matching draws.
I found some underwear that I like, and I'm sticking
said,
with.
He couldn't let draws come out. Could he? He said I got some underwear.
He said he walked around. He started it, then he said,
hell with
it.
I'm gonna stick with underwear.
Pair of thieves, baby. Pair of thieves.
Oh man.
Oh, these days, that's what these are. I got on right now.
Oh yeah, you're winning.
I got some pair of thieves on right now.
I'm gonna have to talk to my wife when I get home.
You ain't got a good special one like a. You know, some red ones or some.
No, I don't.
Like, here we go.
You can rattle off every color. I ain't got it. I don't. I mean, it's just they're all pretty common.
Man, I know everybody's got them some special draws that they're rolling in. By the way, somebody texted in, Courtney better pack lunch.
Yeah. Oh, that's
you better get going. No, hey, some other dudes. I saw this. I don't mean to laugh at you, Tyler, but I could. Like, there is nobody, Clint, that I believe in the world that I can read. I can hear their voice via message, like text or tweet, than Tyler Milner. When Tyler put out that tweet about Spencer Arrighetti having to go to the IL, like I could hear Tyler saying it, like I could hear it, and then because it does these things, like it is so crazy. We should not be floored or surprised by any injury that comes to the Astros, but they get me every time. Like if you missed it, Spencer Arrighetti, he hits the IL and. When you hear what it is, it's like, we'll see how long that is. That's the old left elbow or the right elbow inflammation. Have we seen Brandon Walter yet? Because he's the last person that went down with that old – he had the left elbow inflammation. But he is going to the IL, and his manager said he felt it. He felt it when he was throwing his bullpen session yesterday. And so Joe Espada – went ahead and they took him in and placed him on the IL. But it's really disappointing because he really was, at least his last start, was turning the corner, right? He went six plus innings and had a quality start in that start. He had eight strikeouts, and they walked a few, but he had eight strikeouts and was missing bats. And you're like, all right, there you go. Let's see if Spencer's ready to turn the corner. And now, you know, when you think and hear, you know, left or right elbow inflammation, hell, it's September, right? Like, that's going to take some time. The playoffs start in October. And so you wonder if this may just be a complete lost season for Spencer Arrighetti. And it's tough because not only was he coming along, the Astros desperately needed him to come along and pitchers to get going. And it's just a tough, yet again, an injury hits the Astros to a piece that they need.
Look, I mean, I just lean back into, man, it's not about the probability or, you know, one guy over the other. The Astros, counting Lance McCullers, which is out of the mix now, but You had four guys that are coming back in Spencer Arrighetti, Christian Javier, Luis Garcia, and Lance McCullers. We just need one to work out, man. We just need one to work out. And
what is going on?
Obviously, this past weekend was huge for all three of those guys, Spencer Arrighetti, Christian Javier, and Luis Garcia. So, you know, this is unfortunate, but thankfully, as an Astros fan, it comes on the heel of two other guys having a really good weekend. So, hopefully we can keep one of those three healthy and off of the IL for the playoffs.
I didn't want to bring this up. Tyler, did you see this? Did you also see your boy Jake Myers, who had him a 2-for-3 game?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the 2-for-3, or is there something else I'm missing?
Yeah, he went 2-for-3, okay. And then he had a double. Then he had to get pulled from the game
because
he fouled a foot off his ball off his leg, and he went down. I'll retweet it for you, Tyler, if you want to watch it and see it yourself. Man. I mean, he looks like he was in significant pain, and he came on out of the game.
Yeah, I saw him having a productive night with the bat. Yeah, I didn't see him get hurt.
He's going to get close. And,
Big Jake.
It is the – it is the damnedest thing.
Big Jake got to be like, hey, man. I mean, Big Jake is like, who would Jake be? Is like a Nico Collins?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like no, not Nico or Tapa. I'm just talking about
it. Say.
Like, hold on, Jake. Like, I know Jake's having a good year.
Well, hear me out, fellas.
All right, let's hear it out.
Like the guy that comes in and you really don't know how good he is, and he's the organization is dysfunctional, and you kind of have a hard time finding your way, and you struggle, and then all of a sudden, boy,
Nico
you hit stride.
Has got him on fire, baby.
And Nico is one of the top in the league, and Jake Myers has finally hit stride and had a chance to be one of the top center fielders in the league with that bronze glove you keep giving him.
That's right.
And hitting 300 and was with a little bit of speed on the base pass. I mean, he had a chance to have one of those, hey, hello, I'm here, them kind of Nico Collins arrival type seasons, and now he done fouled a damn ball off his foot.
After going 2-for-3 with a double.
I just
want you all to help me since we can't say it.
I screwed it up.
713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Chaz McCormick was sitting in that dugout over there when that happened. What do you think the first thing and the thought went through his head when he saw Jake go down?
I could go for some pudding.
713-572-4610. If you're Chaz McCormick, if you've been through everything that Chaz has been through, what do you think the first thought was in his mind when he saw Jake go down?
Good for them. Good for them. Sorry. Sorry, SOBs.
Say goodbye to the Astros.
That's what Dana Brown deserves. That's what Joe Espada deserves.
I think he just went Marv Albert. Yes!
It's not ideal.
He's just got to be frustrated over there. I just picture him over there with a big-ass coat with his hood on and just staring at just complete disgust of where his situation is. All right, coming up, as we get you prepared for the Texans and the Rams coming up week one, a big 3 o'clock hour. Hopefully we'll hear from the rookie Ariante Erstery, and we'll hear Clint's thoughts on something that he heard from C.J. Stroud yesterday, in particular when he was talking about the new system of his OC, Nick Caley. We'll discuss all of that coming up next right here live from Buffalo Wild Wings off 290 here in Cypress. Come on out for a little Thirsty Thursday here with The Drive.